We saw Hidden Figures.
Some time ago.
I'm looking forward to seeing
it. It's very good.
Yes. Yeah. As you probably know, it's a story about the space program, about the attempts to get...
NASA in the 60s.
And it's deals along the way with issues of sexism, racism, and issues of authority.
Yep.
It's basically three women who were working at NASA and who are significant contributors to the space program.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the book of the same name. They take some liberties with the historical facts to make it a simpler story. The thing that struck me was that it's a very gentle film, using gentle humour to make its points. And the three leads are fantastic.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. From the opening scene onwards,
you know
you're going to enjoy the film. The film opens with the three women in a broken down car by the side of the road, and they're trying to fix the car, and then the police arrive.
Yep.
And one of the women is making comments about the police, and the other two say, look, hush up, don't say a word.
Not that you've mentioned it, which is good in some ways, but we're talking African-American women here, we're talking a white cop, and a general, you know, I'll arrest you because you're not white kind of concept.
Yeah.
But these are three very, very capable women.
Yes. They're friends, they help each other out, and they act in the, basically the computer department, back when computers were human beings.
Before we had computers and people were computers.
This is my area, so no.
Sorry,
it wasn't
it's not before,
before
we had them.
But certainly the term computer was used prior to having computers. So.
Yes.
So it may be a surprise to some people who realise that they actually did most of the calculations for the orbits and stuff for the space missions by hand.
Yes.
I mean, the whole teams of people working on doing the calculations. And one of the trio we follow was quite brilliant at doing that. Another one should have been trained as an engineer, but of course...
Being African-American and a woman.
It was very hard to get into an engineering school.
Mm.
And the third woman was acting head of a department, but they wouldn't give her the job of head of the department, who do all the computation work. And in the course of the movie, all three women managed to advance their causes, as well as... help John Glenn in his orbital calculations. And in reality, John Glenn did actually ask for one of the three to do...
Catherine G. Johnson, who is...
To confirm the calculations before he went up in this metal can. And
it's
a funny, gentle, thoughtful movie.
NASA was obviously much more forward-thinking than a lot of other... places in the South at the time, and the fact that they had African-American women working there,
women in general working in computing were highly important in the early days of computing.
Absolutely.
In fact, we see women being very heavily involved in it until the 1980s, when there was a sudden drop off. At that stage, it's not that surprising, I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but my picture is really of ENIAC and other areas
and you probably
where
have
women
much
played
more
a big
of
role
a
in it.
Idea of computing history than I do, and I think probably most people were surprised that there was such a heavy involvement at the time. It's a lovely little movie. It does have a few bits which I was concerned about. Like there's just, it reminds me of when I watched The Imitation Game, which watching as a movie was excellent, and then
thinking of it as a biography.
And so it made me feel a bit like that I really enjoyed the movie while I was watching it, and when I went and read some interviews and watched some interviews with the actors and the actual people, and realised that certain chunks that were really good in the movie, in terms of like Kevin Costner's character, you know, basically knocking down the sign on the colored woman's bathroom so that she didn't have to go all the way to go to the colored woman's bathroom, which never happened, and she just actually went into the white woman's bathroom anyway. So I can understand why they did it in terms of the movie, because they were trying to show that you had to have solidarity between everyone, basically, for this program to work. And I understand that was a really quick way to show it. But I also think, to some degree, it diminishes her character a bit, because she just went to the loo that was nearest her. So, and didn't care about that stuff.
Yeah, well, when she was told us why it's only, she basically ignored the complaint.
Yeah, but that was years later.
I said, oh, well, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Although one of the women did run across to the segregated bathroom.
So. But it's a lovely little movie. It really is.
It is. Well worth seeing. And the three main actors are just stunning. It's
Taraji P. Henson and Janelle Monáe and the third one, who's run out of my mind, Octavia Spencer. Brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant. They just did a wonderful performance. And the script is just got this very gentle humour underlying the whole thing. So what could have been quite a nasty sort of film actually turned out to be quite a nice little movie.
Yep.
I mean, it raised the issues and it dealt with them. And it's relatively true to the historical fact.
Mm.